Home Study Lesson, 2 Peter through Jude, or Unit 30. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned as they studied 2 Peter through Jude, or Unit 30, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. 2 Peter. The Apostle Peter wrote this epistle to the saints to help them amidst persecution, trials, and apostasy within the church. As students studied Peter's words, they learned that prophets receive Scripture through the Holy Ghost, and that false teachers seek to deceive us into believing that sin leads to greater liberty. Students also learned that we can prepare for the Savior's second coming by leading godly lives and earnestly watching for His coming. Day 2, 1 John. From 1 John, students learned that if we receive and follow the teachings of prophets and apostles, we can gain fellowship with the Father and the Son. In addition, they learned that when we love God, we will love others. Day 3, 2 John through 3 John. In the Apostle John's two epistles to the saints, he continued to express concern over apostate influences in the church. From these letters, students learned that as we keep the commandments and are watchful, we can continue to enjoy the gospel blessings we have received, and if we abide in the doctrine of Christ, we will have the Father and Son with us. Students also learned that living the gospel brings joy not only to ourselves, but to others, and the church members ought to receive and sustain all servants of the Lord. Day 4, Jude. As students studied Jude's letter to saints who were experiencing fierce opposition, they learned that disciples of Jesus Christ could earnestly contend for the gospel of Jesus Christ against false teachings and corrupt practices. Students also learned that apostles and prophets warn us of and help us recognize those who seek to weaken our faith and obedience, and that we can remain true to the faith by building our lives on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Introduction. The Apostle Peter encouraged the saints to grow in their knowledge of Jesus Christ by seeking to become like Him. He assured them that this spiritual growth could help them make their calling and election sure. See 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Suggestions for teaching. 2 Peter 1, 1-11. Peter teaches how to partake of the divine nature of Jesus Christ. Note: in discussing the following principle and scripture passages, be careful not to discuss topics related to temple ordinances and doctrines. Before class begins, write on the board the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. This statement is found in The Will Within, Ensign, May 1987. Quote, "Our task is to become our best selves." End quote. Divide students into pairs. Invite them to read the statement on the board and discuss the following questions with their partners. What do you think President Monson meant by becoming our best selves? Why do you think it is important to become our best selves? What can prevent us from becoming our best selves? Invite students to look for a truth as they study 2 Peter 1 that can help them know how they can become their best selves. Summarize 2 Peter 1, 1-2 by explaining that Peter wrote to the church members who had obtained faith in Jesus Christ, but who may have been tempted to return to the sinful ways of the world. Invite a student to read 2 Peter 1, 3-4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Peter taught to help the saints stay true to their testimonies of the Savior. According to these verses, what did Peter teach the saints? What does it mean to be partakers of the divine nature, found in 2 Peter 1:4? Invite students to read 2 Peter 1:5-7 silently, looking for attributes of Jesus Christ that Peter invited the saints to develop. Then ask students to list on the board the attributes they find. Consider inviting students to locate in a dictionary the definitions of any of these attributes that they would like to better understand. Invite students to think about examples of when the Savior demonstrated one of these divine attributes. Ask several students to report their thoughts to the class. Write the following incomplete principle on the board. As we develop divine attributes within ourselves, we can blank. Invite a student to read 2 Peter 1:8 through 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a blessing we can receive as we develop divine attributes of the Savior. What blessings can we receive as we develop divine attributes? After students respond, complete the statement on the board so that it reads as follows. As we develop divine attributes within ourselves, we can come to know Jesus Christ. Why do you think developing divine attributes helps us come to know Jesus Christ? Invite a student to read 2 Peter 1:10 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for another blessing that can come to those who are diligent in developing divine attributes. What blessings can come to those who are diligent in developing the divine attributes of Jesus Christ? Explain that the phrase, to make your calling and election sure, in verse 10, means to receive in this life God's assurance that you will obtain eternal life. Peter also referred to this as a more sure word of prophecy. See 2 Peter 1:19 and also D&C 1:31 verse 5. What principle can we learn from these verses about why we should be diligent in developing our divine potential? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principle. If we are diligent in developing our divine potential while in this life, we can receive God's assurance of eternal life. Write this principle on the board. Invite students to think of people they know who have diligently striven to develop Christ-like attributes. Which Christ-like attributes have the people you thought of developed? In what ways have their efforts and attributes helped them and others around them? You may want to share your testimony that developing divine attributes helps us come to know Jesus Christ and prepares us to receive eternal life. Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals one of the divine attributes they would most like to develop. Ask them to write a specific action they can take to develop that attribute. Next unit, Revelation chapters 1 through 11. Ask students if they have ever heard of the apocalypse. Explain that the book of Revelation is often referred to as the apocalypse, which is Greek for unveiling. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John described a vision he had that includes many prophecies about our day and future events, including the second coming of Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Much of John's vision includes symbols. Invite students to watch for symbols as they study the book of Revelation that show the final victory of good over evil.